All right, welcome back to the week you missed. It is February 13th, my birthday week. My birthday is on Wednesday. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday. Big things going around. My dog turns 100 in 2 weeks. A lot of exciting things. We should hopefully usually focus on the good things, but we're going to talk a little bit about some wild things. I can't imagine what you were going to come with us today, but I feel like we got to. I have two things I'm actually going to talk about, and I'm going to lump them together as the government's not telling us stuff. And like,
yeah, no shit.
And it's starting to get a little concerning. So my original thing that the government's not telling us about that I think is actually, I don't know if it's more concerning or not, or it to me, it's something that should be explained sooner and more so. And I'm a little curious why it's not, is this train derailment in Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio. A train with a bunch of really toxic chemicals blew up or derailed and blew up. The pictures are insane. You see like just huge, like looks like nuclear bomb clouds going over. There's some people who are saying it's like the worst natural disaster since Chernobyl. There's reporters who are trying to figure out what's going on and were supposedly arrested. And it happened a week ago now, and there's nothing about it. No news. And then that, there should be an explanation on, in my opinion, because they definitely know what's going on there. Now, what I give people a little bit more, or the government a little bit more slack on, but still something should be said, is we've shot down, I think, four objects in the sky now, and no one knows what they were. The first one was a balloon from China, but now they're saying we don't know if this is from China. It could be UFOs, and it's silence. And I guess my main thing is I'm not a Trump supporter at all, never was. I don't think he was as horrible in some instances as some people say, but I was never a Trump supporter. I just want to preface with that. But if this was Trump in office right now, people would be fucking screaming at Biden for his silence and his cowardice and his just nothing. That what leadership is this? This is leadership? Like, that I don't see anyone. And the whole country is kind of freaking out now. And there's nothing.
So you brought up 2 points. Let's start with the train. So the interesting thing about the train, from everything I've read and from my understanding, so the train derailed. And then you had these like tanks scattered all over the place of this chemical. And I guess because they got like jostled or, you know, derailed, there was the risk or the fear that they would like randomly explode on their own. So I think they basically, I'm pretty sure they purposely like vented or released or burned this stuff on purpose as sort of a way to dispose of it versus it just like leaking into the ground and possibly super contaminating water or what. But yeah, I think the fact that we're not hearing more about this, and I've seen reports that there's like increased acid rain in the area like already and like all this other stuff going on.
There's a bunch of animals just found dead. People's pets have been dying. Like,
I would not shock me at all. Like, if I lived in that town, I would get the fuck out of there.
And there's a lot of people who are still there. Yeah, that's crazy too. Haven't evacuated. That's a little bit scary.
Well, and it's because it's funny, and this is like, I'm not gonna talk shit on anyone because I know that some people can't just like pick up and leave. They got to go to work. They've got family members that can't move, you know, whatever. But like, because like the government isn't forcibly evacuating people. And I think some people basically take this stance of like, well, if we had to leave, if it was not safe, the government would obviously tell us. And it's like, no. One, they might not tell you. And two, I wouldn't trust the government either way. But like, if I knew that there was like a toxic plume of chemical fire 5 miles away from my house, I'd be like, yeah, I'm, you know, going to Aunt Bill's or Uncle Bill's for a weekend or two.
I mean, I think if I lived like within 50 miles, I might be thinking that, because like, I don't think this is going to be so contained.
Well, and I mean, because it is the sort of thing where like, you know, and I'm no scientist, but you know, anything that's like a gas expands infinitely to fill whatever space there is. So in this space, we're talking about the atmosphere. So like this stuff will eventually just diffuse and like the smoke will go away. And like, yeah, it's going to cause damage. And the closer people are to you know, like concentrate higher concentrated areas, but like it'll eventually just sort of like work its way into the atmosphere and be gone. But it's obviously going to do some damage along the way. But I do think like the silence on this is absolutely deafening, because this does seem like a pretty big deal. And to your point, I feel like it's like, you know, we bring it up every now and then, but it is so cliche. Well, if this was a Republican or if this was Trump, it's like they would be acting completely differently. Like if this happened on Trump's watch, because apparently like there was some rule about like train transportation involving like braking and stuff that was repealed, I think, after Obama and Buttigieg. Yeah. Pete Buttigieg basically came out and like, they're basically he's like, we're not going to do anything about this and expect more train derailments. And it's like, wow, what stunning leadership. Like,
right. Exactly. And then what,
like, at least lie, at least be like, we're going to do these things or there will be a review or we're going to make sure there are no derail. Like, I almost appreciate just the blatant honesty of just like, yeah, we're not going to do anything because it would cost some train companies who donate a lot of money to us, you know, cost them some money and inconvenience them. So screw it. You know, you people that live near commercial, you know, rail lines just have to have this risk.
Right. Best and then, luck. I mean, just because I got to get my jab at AOC somehow, where is she like making any noise? How good could the Green New Deal be if you have train derailments with toxic chemicals? Like, it seems like all she wants is money, money, money to do green initiatives. But we have things we can take care of just by not having trail derailments or like maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, well, and like the crazy thing is, it's just like, I don't know. It is one of those things where it's like the fact that this isn't being talked about to me is just like a giant red light. Like, why is this not being discussed? And my assumption would be from the train company to some degree, they're probably under advisement of lawyers saying as basically they're saying as much as they are legally required to and nothing else.
Right.
And
then it's easy for them right now because there's a huge other story of the government not telling us what's going on. And that's the UFOs where it's like, but that at least I don't. Do you think the government knows what's going on with that?
I mean, the government certainly knows more than we know. I know that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Like, that is 100% factually true. I think that, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's funny because I did see some people connecting online that they think that all these objects being shot down is basically a distraction from this train derailment issue or other things. And I don't know. I think it's a little conspiratorial. The one thing I did see that actually sort of makes sense is that when you have like radar surveillance and you do things, we were monitoring the sky, you program in settings so that like a flock of geese doesn't get detected as a, you know, like a fighter plane. Like you program in things where it's like objects that look like this or that move in this way, like ignore this because we know that it is something that's benign and we don't want to target it or, you know, have to look into it. So what people are saying is that before the Chinese spy balloon incident, that our settings on a lot of these systems probably filtered out a lot of slow moving objects because it's like, if it's slow, how dangerous can it be sort of thing, I think is the basic logic. And then after this, they probably like potentially recalibrated a bunch of stuff, which then made them see all these other objects.
So these might've been going on for years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I saw some stat. I think it's crazy. I think it said there's something like around the world. I think it's like 900 weather balloons are launched like every single day, essentially just for like monitoring of stuff. So it's like, you know, God knows what's up there. But you know, the thing that is interesting is that for some of these objects, like the fighter pilots have, I think, essentially said that like it was interfering with their instruments or like was causing like electrical interference, which could be anything from active jamming, which is basically considered an act of war. Or it could just be that these balloons were coated with like anti-radar paint or stealth technology in some way that was just passive, that was messing with their instruments. But yeah, no, I certainly, the one thing I do know is that the government knows more than us. And I don't think they're going to say anything. I think they're just going to be like, yeah, we're shooting these things.
You don't think ever going to hear about it? What if it keeps happening every day? What if there's a new balloon every day?
So here's the thing. I think if my hypothesis or if the hypothesis that's being kicked around online that basically like they recalibrated these instruments and now all these things, they found all these things, that should mean that they should discover a bunch of stuff that's there. They clear it all out and then there's no more of them. If this is something where we keep getting 2-3 of these a week and it just keeps happening constantly, then I would say something is going on. So I would say if we have another week where we shoot down another 4, 5, 10 of these things, then like I'd be like, oh shit, something's going on. Much more than, you know, just having like a sudden burst of them.
I've heard like some reports, and I don't even know what's true or what's like maybe rumor, whatever, but I believe there was one in like Montana or something that they thought they saw something and then they don't know where it went. And then it's like, was there actually something there? Did it disappear? Did they think they see something and they didn't? But then also I saw something, there was 30 balloons in a cluster over Michigan or like Lake Huron or whatever, not the one that they shot down yesterday. And it's like, it seems like there's gonna be more and more. I don't know. I like your theory of like that recalibration, but I don't know. It seems a little too fishy for me to be just that.
Well, China
did claim the first one. Like the first one was China, and then supposedly we have a balloon that they shot down in China, or supposedly they shot down a balloon and said it was us too. So like, that just makes me think it might not be your theory a little bit.
Well, the other little thing I find funny, because they shot one down over Canada and Justin Trudeau like tweeted something about like, we have downed the balloon. And then he went on to say that it was an American F-22. It's like, motherfucker, you didn't down shit.
Yeah,
you took care of that for you. Yeah. Like, it's like, you guys are so pathetic and cucked by America that like you can't even scramble your own fighter jets. Like, I don't know. There's probably some, you know, technical reason why they had to have us do it. But I did find it funny that it's like, yep, we're cleaning up your mess, we're cleaning up your problem, because that's what America does. But it cleans up and causes problems all over the world.
Pretty crazy though. Two big events that the government's not telling us, teams. So we'll see what happens with that. What do you got for us this week?
I want to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show, and by way of potentially, I've heard rumors. Have you heard about that? Adidas is apparently trying to open up talks again with Kanye.
No way. What?
Apparently, like allegedly, I don't know. And I don't know if this is like BS that Kanye is putting out there. But the crazy thing, it was very interesting, because there were a lot, and I'm not like super, super, super into Kanye or rap, so I can't like necessarily know, but like during the Kanye or during the halftime show yesterday or last night, there were several songs that Kanye had produced or that were like Kanye was originally on the tracks. And it's like,
yeah,
well, that's interesting. I noticed it's that like too. And it's like for someone who is basically reviled and has been basically canceled, it's like, find it interesting. And like, I don't know if they just don't care that they use some of like his music or some of his beats or whatever, but I don't know. I think that we're going to be seeing the reintegration of Kanye into polite society. I think they're going to work him back in, because I think a lot of people realize that while they don't like what he said, that they were making a lot of money off that motherfucker. And I think that, you know, money trumps everything. So I don't know. I think, what do you think? Do you think Kanye can be brought back into the good graces of polite society, or do you think they're going to ice him out for good?
Probably, unfortunately. And I think a little related to money trumps everything in the halftime shows, I thought it was a little interesting. Rihanna, like 2-3 years ago, said she would never do the Super Bowl show because like the NFL is racist and white supremacists and injustice and Colin Kaepernick and all that. And it's like, I don't know, that's like a little bit upsetting to me that literally no one has the backbone to actually stand up for what they believe in. And it's like, Rihanna, what changed in 2 years that you were so against the NFL 2 years ago, but now you're able to do a billion-dollar show for them? Is the NFL a better company now? Are they not white supremacists now? Are they less racist? No. They just paid you, it seems.
So well, I don't know if you saw, but they painted in the end zones, it said end racism, which, I mean, amazing.
That's why she did it. They ended racism just from that. That's great.
But it was interesting because like we had some people over and there was all these rumors about like a special guest and what is it going to be? Jay-Z? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? Because apparently Rihanna on a podcast was like, we're going to have a special guest like at the show. And so everyone started speculating. And the special guest, it turns out, is the baby she's pregnant with.
Yeah, that so, was crazy.
Well, it was funny because we as soon as we saw her, everyone was like,
is she pregnant?
Is she pregnant?
Yeah.
And then I went on Twitter and typed in like, Rihanna pregnant, just blowing up with like, is Rihanna pregnant? Is Rihanna pregnant? And so I think that is a fun little head fake by Rihanna. I'll give her that because she basically shot off like 2, 3, 4 days of internet rumors about like, oh my gosh, who's the special guest going to be that's going to perform with Rihanna? And then it was just like a very complex pregnancy announcement.
Yeah. That was pretty cool though. It was a good show. I'll admit, it was a good show, I thought.
So real quick, I did Google the Adidas thing, and apparently I think what's probably causing these rumors is that last week Adidas came out and basically said that they're looking at about $1 billion loss from sitting on or not being able to move all this Kanye merchandise.
Wow.
I mean, like, I feel like if I were them, I would do something along the lines. If I'm just thinking about this, like, we're not going to come back to Kanye, but we need to at least mitigate this loss. I feel like it would be like, we will sell all of this stuff and we will donate, you know, either all of the profit or some percentage of the profit directly to some sort of like charity. But right. It's like, but we can't just take this $1 billion hit. And it's also, it's like, to some degree, it's wasteful. It's like, they're literally probably just sitting on warehouses full of Yeezys and God knows what else. And what are they just going to do? Just going to burn it?
I think they're thinking of repurposing them somehow, which I don't know what that really means.
That would be the other thing. It's like, well, you can like shred it up and remake it into something else. Like, I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see sort of where this goes. But I think it wouldn't shock me if they start trying to like work him back into the world, because a lot of people made a lot of money off that guy. I do think it'll be interesting to see what happens when he drops his next album. Didn't he drop one somewhat recently?
I think so. He's been dropping some songs or something, at least. I know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's I think with the halftime show with some of the Kanye songs that were being played and this whole Adidas thing and everything else, like, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But I don't think we certainly haven't seen the last of Kanye West.
No, do you think there was talk of changing the songs because of Kanye? Like, they probably, I'm guessing, had that set list before all of this controversy. It's probably been.
Yes, they must have. Yeah.
I
don't know. I mean, again, it's the sort of thing where it's like a lot of this like virtue signaling and getting upset at people for saying things, like, it starts falling apart very quickly once it's like, oh, well, if we actually stand by our statement, it's going to cost us $100 million, or it's going to cost us to have to re-choreograph, reshoot, redo everything for this entire show. So, you know, we're just going to deal with it.
Right.
Because, you know, to your point, I think that, and it's also because everyone's like, why is Rihanna performing while she's pregnant? It's like, well, she probably signed this contract a year ago to do this, you know, and then she got knocked up. So it would have been hilarious if she was like 9 months pregnant, like about to pop
and barely moving and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Just sitting in a chair singing.
Yeah.
But overall. So, and then the other thing that's interesting, and we're talking about the Super Bowl. Obviously, very controversial call at the end of the game that basically handed Kansas City a victory. They might have won anyways, but a lot of people are getting upset. And like, I did see in boxing, they're rolling out basically like, instead of having actual referees score boxing matches, looking at having AI do it to understand how many punches are landed, what type. And it's like, I think for boxing, that could make sense because it's sort of a point system and you don't like stop the boxing match for anything. But I think like, for the NFL or NHL or NBA, it's like, if you programmed an AI to be a football referee, every single play would be stopped because someone's holding somewhere. NBA games would come to a grinding halt because people travel constantly.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think AI will make sports better, or do you think we keep the human element inside of it and just let it be a little bit imperfect?
I mean, I think you got to let it be imperfect a little bit. And otherwise, there's the sport's going to change too much. And also, like, I don't know. I feel like if they get AI in to be the refs, eventually they're going to want like AI to be on the teams, and you're going to have like robot players. And what's the fun with that?
I mean, I think we are, I don't know. It'll be, especially with the fact of, I mean, here's the thing. Like, do you think like, you know, football is obviously a dangerous sport. The thing with DeMar Hamlin, the thing with just concussions and CTE, like, do you think the NFL would be as popular if instead of like actual humans, there was either like avatars or robots of players or like just literal, although, like,
people watch video games like a lot. I don't really understand that. Like, Twitch is huge, and it's just people watching other people play video games. So it's essentially, that's the same thing, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think it's going to be very interesting to see where things go in the next 2 to 3 to 5 years.
If we make it, if we make it there.
Probably going to be. Yes, well, by then, America will just be covered in the remains of tens of thousands of balloons. So we'll all suffocate under the weight. I do find it hilarious, though, that like the thing that is sort of curious, to go back to the balloons, is like the first one, it's like, yeah, we need to let this thing float all the way over America before shooting it down. And now these new ones popping up, and we're just taking them out. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
And there's no danger. Like, there's no danger.
Yeah, now, no, exactly.
For the people. That, and it's like, oh, was that real? Or obviously it seems like that was a lie also.
No, obviously, I think what they wanted to have happen is that first Chinese balloon to float over America with no one noticing. That's what they were hoping for. And then some idiot saw it in Montana, and it's like, oh shit, we got to deal with this now.
Yeah.
But yes, I don't know, man. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's pretty wild. I'm excited to tune out of the news though for the week and just enjoy my birthday and all of that.
Good thing, man.
Yep. Thank you. It was good. Good week. I'm a little bit hungover, so I'm probably gonna take a nap after this, and I'll see you next week though.
All right.
Peace. All right. Peace.